So this state of yoga nidra that's being described here, the point is being made that it's very distinct from the sleeping experience that we have. And what's going on when we hear of this Krishna or Mahavishnu current induction, and then compared to us, you know, when we sleep, we have so much of our conditioning come up. You know, we know Freud was considered a great influence on the 20th century because he explored the unconscious. What's lying within our unconscious? It's not pastimes. We're not enjoying our sort of leela in our unconscious. It's all the pain and traumas coming up from our conditioning. So there's a total different, two totally different realms. Of course, when someone's a pure devotee, such as Srila Prabhupada, when he's sleeping, we can understand in material life, they have no absolute leading concept of yata mata tata pata. You know, you have your path, he's got his path, you know, they've got their path, I've got my path. Other people don't think that that's the case. I think you can actually make anyone else's. It's just you've got your path and I've got my path. And the interesting thing is that, you know, everyone's got their paradigm, their worldview, their understanding of reality. And they're not thinking that reality is greater than themselves. They're not thinking that there's a truth greater than themselves. They don't go to them because they're not God conscious. They're not understanding that all truth comes from Krishna. Krishna's relative. And Socrates made this, you know, he thought that was right in his own mind. I'm sure the editors will knock that bit out, the point is that Socrates said, and it's very true, it's on camera as well. I'm a butcher, you know, I'm better than the person who's a thief. And the thief has got his rationalization. I wouldn't be a thief if it wasn't for this completely unjust system we're in. How am I supposed to earn a living in this crummy system? I don't want to be on a treadmill just working for some guy, you know, 9 to 5, never getting ahead, paying off a mortgage. Ridiculous, you know. Dharma swanistata pumsam. Got it? Huh? I'll get it 1 second, just a second. 2.8 is freedom. It's an invention of, you know, being bound by karma and the essence of being a person, freedom and necessity. He said, something that has no freedom has to act of necessity. I want with it. I can put it. Did it to a person? Disturbing. It's stop it. And so a person with some spiritual understanding can understand this concept. Most beautiful writing ever committed in English is in this purport of Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 8, where Prabhupada says, the need of the spirit soul is that he wants to get out of the limited sphere of material bondage and fulfill his desire for complete freedom. He wants to get out of the covered walls of the greater universe. He wants to see the free light and the spirit. When I first read that, I was just practically, my hairs were standing on end, and I've read it so many times, it's just beautiful. Prabhupada goes on to say, that complete freedom is achieved when he meets the complete spirit, the personality of Godhead. So that's the point, that when we're connected to Krishna, Krishna's the source of our existence, we're being nourished. Everything's covered, everything's taken care of if we're connected to Krishna. that nourishment is coming to us. When we're disconnected to Krishna, that nourishment isn't coming to us. And then we start wondering, where am I going to get my nourishment from? And we start trying to get it from other people. We're not trying to get it from the Supreme Person. We're trying to get it from other people. Other people are limited. There's only so going back to Godhead. There's a different mindset when everything's done as a service. How am I doing on time? Okay. So this is the point about staying connected to Krishna and trying to please Krishna and doing everything as a service to Krishna. And then by doing that, at every, you know, as much as we can, am I doing this as a service to Krishna? Because, you know, I know myself on Sankirtan often, you know, I catch myself, my identity, the nature of a devotee. The nature of a devotee is that they're always giving without thought. They're just trying to please Krishna. Identity issue. It's not a sort of strategy issue anymore. It's an identity issue. I'm giving because that's who I am. I'm a devotee. Then suddenly Krishna comes. Time's up. Any questions or comments?